Yeah. Five killers arise from graves. The within, they shed the dead weight of morals and sins. Set loose by Zeus, they clear space and time and lead the murderous horde known as Experience Grind.
Hi, Kyle Mays here to bring you the stain fighting power of Experience Grind podcast. The podcast designed to bring out all the gross, weird stains you get on all of your undergarments. And, you know, bring you that special little dose of nostalgia bait. Yeah, I'm emphasizing the nostalgia this episode because it's a Kyle episode, and I've already pre-warned my buddies and co-hosts, who I'll introduce momentarily. It's much more of a vibes episode this week. We're talking about infomercials, particularly, I think, when I'm thinking of them, from the 80s and 90s variety. And I'm very interested about this topic. I think the guys here are as well. And so I'm going to bring in my stain-fighting co-hosts. Number one up, Brian. How you doing,
buddy? Hey, I'm doing good. And if you call right now, you get another one of me free.
Ooh, snap!
Yeah.
Two for the price of one, people. We're just giving Brian's away. Speaking of giving Brian's away, I'm going to give the B away. Call now. You get Ryan for some percentage off.
But you got to pay the handling fee.
Oh.
And the handling fee, yeah. We're not going to tell you what it is until you place that order. And it's going to be shocking.
No CODs, people.
Can I get a ride for three easy payments of $19.95?
No, call now and you get three easy payments of $9.99.
That's right. Half off.
I know we told you one price at the beginning of this commercial, but we just changed it. It's cheaper now. If you call in the next 5 minutes. Also, how are they finding that out?
Yeah, right. Is there a timer? I always wondered.
I've always questioned that. Like, if you call the next 5 minutes, like, there's no way that you know when your ads are airing that regularly.
I think they probably just give that damn rate the whole time. They are lying to us to sell us products.
It's the FOMO. This is what started FOMO. The fear of missing out started from infomercials in this mysterious 5 minutes. It's bullshit.
It's all bullshit. If I don't order my Snuggie in the next 5 minutes, it's going to go up in price.
Supplies are running out. You better call fast.
I like it. We've had the first product drop already, the Snuggie. I do wonder if the Snuggie will make a full appearance at some point on the list.
Not my list.
But yeah.
Spoiler.
It's on your list. I am excited, boys. Infomercials. Infomercials are of an era, like, really pre-internet, like, they still stuck around for a little bit in the internet. I think they still are technically around now, but really the heyday of the infomercial, I feel, was the 80s and 90s to me. And when I call this a vibes episode, when I'm thinking of an infomercial, it's like, there's some games that you play and they always take you to like Christmas morning. Infomercials, especially like watching a lot of these, man, I was taken to summer vacation like 2-3 o'clock in the morning because you're 10 to blank teen staying up all night because you're off of school for 3 months and you have literally no responsibility at all.
Absolutely.
And it's the perfect time to stay up looking at junk on TV that thankfully you can't get because you have no access to a credit card, or if you buy this shit, you know your parents are beating your ass. But infomercials, vibes, boys. I want to talk about vibes. Ryan, tell me some things about infomercials and you.
Well, you say 80s and 90s, and I'll be honest, I don't have any connection to the 80s commercials. Like, I know about Thighmaster and certain things from, like, just cultural references, but, like, it was the 90s and the aughts for me. And I, too, am in the same camp of, like, so many summer nights or, like, vacations where, like, there was no school or any kind of obligation where you're just gaming until, like, the wee hours of the morning. And when you finally turn off the game, like, there's nothing on except for infomercials, and you just gotta kind of find the one that fits you best. And I went with many things. Like, surprisingly, like, this is not gonna be in my list, so I'm just gonna say it, like, the Slap Chop. I watched it this week, and I knew that commercial from front to back. I don't know why or how many times I had seen it, but I had seen that fucking commercial, and I can tell you.
You're gonna love my nuts.
Dude, you know what? Best get some, what is it? Hair the dog. Hair the dog. Because he has, like, this vaguely Australian accent. Hair the dog. there's a lot. And, like, the amount of actors just doing this shit, man, it's crazy. I have a very fond nostalgia that I didn't realize I had until going back this week. Though there are definitely tropes of infomercials that I'm just like, all right, let's be fucking done with this shit and do something new. But ultimately, like, I found it weirdly relaxing in, like, this ASMR way, whereas, like, it was a perfect okay, this is very millennial. Second screen experience, man. Like, doing something else with an infomercial, like, just the noise and, like, glancing over occasionally to, like, see people. That was perfect. I did this for many hours, I hate to say it. many, many hours this week.
Hell yeah.
I don't know. I guess I found out, like, I love infomercials, and I didn't think I did. I guess I kind of miss them.
It's weirdly. That's what surprised me a lot. Also, going back was like how instantly nostalgic I got. Like, this hit harder than like replaying Final Fantasy VII or watching Land Before Time. Like, I was like, oh shit! Like you said, how you remember the Slap Chop commercial. So many, like, there's a couple times this week I would find like infomercial playlist and I'd put it on and I just let it play through. And so many, like, as soon as they started, I was like, oh, okay, I remember this one instantly. This is another one. And just I kept doing the Leo point, like, yep.
That's glow pens. Glow pens. I remember being a kid and thinking that I was going to start doing airbrushing because of blow pens.
What shitty, shitty products.
I always wanted blow pens so badly.
I did too.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a late night one. That there was a couple that they were like the Nickelodeon traps. Mandy had mentioned one that I wrote down here for her that she wanted to make sure I mentioned. The amazing elastic balloons.
Yes.
Remember those? So yes. These were the unpoppable balloons.
The amazing balloons elastic that, plastic.
Yeah, elastic plastic. Because they were a plastic.
They had like a straw and you could blow up a balloon inside a balloon and have balloonception.
Well, and I think the straw was really because it's a toxic product that you're not supposed to get around your mouth because literally petroleum oil based. Mandy said she did get these, and the thing she remembers most about it is it smelled terrible. And I'm like, that's because it's oil, and explains it. So yeah,
that tracks.
Just giving chemicals to kids, like in the 50s when you could just buy little Tommy's home nuclear fission kit, get plutonium sent to your door.
Mercury.
Wild times we gave kids.
Just fucking mercury. Using mercury and playing with it like it's fucking GAC or something.
Yep.
God, honestly, like, what was in GAC? What were we playing with GAC in Flome? Hey. What was in those? Who knows?
Bobby,
silly putty.
What's it taste
actually,
like?
Just straight up cancer. It's just straight.
Everything's cancer. We putty all have cancer from touching Flome.
Well, speaking of Flome and things of that nature, Brian, you talk to me about your infomercial experience.
Man. You guys are right where this just, I don't know if it's because we don't have them anymore, but there was something that just instantly brought me back to being a kid. And I did the same thing. I put on some of these playlists that are just infomercial after infomercial. And like, there's like a difference between your half hour infomercials and then your just like your 2 minute spots on TV that are like, I figure anything that ends in that blue screen that has a phone number at the bottom, that's an infomercial. I miss them. And I know like they kind of still exist on YouTube in some ways And I mean, I feel like with like the Squatty Potty, that was our first real transfer of the infomercial from TV to YouTube. And like things like dude wipes and stuff, and like, and all the like the beard oils and whatnot is when
Squatch
infomercials Squatch, yeah, they were like, okay, we don't need to do this on TV now. We could do this for free on YouTube and put it in people's faces. Yes. So it's like it's just a thing that doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, and no, we just have watching ad some readings. Of them back. You're right. Yeah.
Like I said, influencers. We lost infomercials to get influencers. To get which influencers, is, which is in so my much opinion. Worse. Infinitely worse, yeah.
So much worse. Thousand times worse. And yeah, there were so many that I forgot existed, but as soon as I saw them, I was like, oh, I'm a kid again. I remember exactly how this goes. And it was real neat to go down memory lane.
I love how nostalgic this was for you guys. Our good buddy Sean having some audio issues, so is not on this week, but he does send this one, which I think is another great question, and we'll pose it from Sean, but so when you do think of an infomercial, what do you think of, you two guys? Do you think of the 30-minute or hour-long version or the 2-minute long extended commercial?
I go both. I mean, I feel like the 2-minute is the classic, but there are certain half-hour long infomercials that are 100% on my list and very critical to who I am as a person, I think, at least at a certain age. So, yeah. I don't have a lot of the things that's like, oh, black and white footage of somebody not being able to stack Tupperware, but there are some other things in there that...
That's my favorite infomercial quote. We'll get to it because it comes up a couple times more than but.
I think both are valid.
For me, I get probably because I am more of the 80s, 90s kids variety. I think exclusively of a 30-minute to hour-long, like, show me all the weird things you can cut with these knives. Show me all the different ways to set it and forget it. I want to know the recipes. I want to know the recipe books, all of that. That's my bread and butter. I didn't even honestly think the 2-minute ones did classify until like it was brought up for like clarification on this episode, and it instantly I'm like, oh yeah, and it expanded this episode massively too, by the way. So I think that I think it's all great, and it does make total sense. Those are absolutely infomercials, and I like, there's been a couple that I think Sean mentions them in his list that he sent us, so I'll try to bring them up there, but like I know of a couple that were like short form commercials that also had a much longer version. Yes,
100%.
And those are kind of fun little in-betweens too. So, but yeah, what about you, Ryan? Which one do you lean more towards?
When I think about it, I go towards the long form ones just because of, for many reasons, I kind of don't want to say why I think, because like I'm going to have something brought up later in the episode, but my association to them are usually like the 20-minute or 30-minute formats. You say an hour-long infomercial, and that sounds fucking crazy. I can't believe we watched an hour-long
piece there of ain't content. Shit happening at 3 that's in the morning except
crazy.
Except for that shit.
Fucking crazy.
I think as like cable TV progressed and there was TV more programming to go on, they had to cut down the infomercials because they that had less sense. Spots to fill.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense.
So the earlier ones are more likely to be those long form.
Yeah. Which is why, again, with Brian, I think I probably lean... I've got a lot of the 2-minute ones in my head because I lean more towards the aughts and like specifically like I think maybe two of the three of my choices that we'll talk about, I think they're the 2-minute forms. I don't think they had the longer formats. It was just the 2-minute infomercials. And like for some reason, those stuck. Maybe because like you get to play them more often and then throughout the day too. But then you eat up that whole commercial block. What a fucking baller move. We don't have like those 2-minute fucking commercial blocks anymore.
We're just going to buy the whole ad break and sell some fucking sweat into the oldies.
It's a great business move. It's fucking smart. It's real smart.
A lot of it was, Razor Tie, I think they were like one of the big compilation companies back in those days.
Razor is that music?
Tie and Rhino. Yeah,
Rhino. Those music, I know Rhino.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, both of them. I think they pretty much had the system on lockdown. So I don't know, boys. I think that's a lot of good discussion on infomercials. I think we start getting into some more of these meat and potatoes. You know, I don't know where you guys are going to go, what products you lean more towards. But again, maybe because I'm more of an 80s, 90s guy, I have a much more like food and cooking based wheelhouse.
I'm surprised not exercise wise, because I felt like the 80s were a lot of exercise shit.
There was, especially with like the celebrity endorsements. Mm-hmm. I do have one on here that is in my honorable mentions, but maybe because I've always just been way more inclined to lounge around and eat than exercise, the food one's always stuck with me way more. but it's crazy, of the two, there's two big food people that I associate with them, and for two different reasons. There's the eponymous Ron Pompeo of Ronco, who gave us the magnificent home rotisserie. And Ronco's probably like that might be like my guy, my jam man. He led and inspired so much of just like what it was like his voice that like would soothe me at night. Like, I don't know, you talk about the ASMR, like the way Ron Pompeo sells you stuff is just great. And the way that like his catchphrase ingrained in me, I would love the way he'd just say, all you had to say was "set it," and the audience would scream "and forget it."
Forget it.
But that, it's funny how that came back around, and I still use it so much now. In my old job and my new job, like, I train people a lot, and one of the things I train people on sometimes, like, there's a lot of different ways you can use this machine, but you don't need to operate it at the level I'm training you for. So what you need to do is just set it and forget it. I try to teach him that. Yeah. Thank you guys for backing me up on that. The set it and forget it, Ronco. But also with Ronco, another one that, and I'd like to focus more on her because she did so much, was this lady named Kathy, Kathy the cooking lady. And man, if you had a fucking product to sell about cooking in a cheap, quick, easy way, you hit up Kathy and Kathy Mitchell. She's a sweet old lady. I think her name is Kathy Mitchell. I should have really
Kathy Mitchell cooks.
Written that down. Yep, Kathy Mitchell. If you see her face, you know exactly what I'm
just
talking about.
Just seeing her face, I was instantly like, oh, fucking Kathy.
And you know, you can think of at least like three different things she sold you. Kathy, I don't know. I always wanted Kathy to like cook me something in the microwave. I wish she was my grandma, you know? And just, there's a couple of them that pop back up during this this research segment that just really, they really hit home. So I just wanted to give a big shout out to Kathy the cooking lady. And I also gave away my top one, which is Ron from Ronco. Speaking of, buy now and get this special offer free, it looks like we've got Sean in the mix.
I don't know how that had to do with anything at all.
That's called a segue, baby. We bought three, we got one free.
That's like buying one thing and getting a super annoying boy for
three
free.
Easy payments and one complicated one.
It's like, motherfuckers, can I return the free gift? Can he go away?
Can we send that somewhere else? I got a brother-in-law I don't like. Can he get it? Yeah.
Can he get the Sean? Apologies, listeners, if my audio sounds a little funky. But what's up, boys?
How's it going?
We're so glad you're here. We're just getting nostalgic, Shawnee.
Yeah.
I was so bummed when I could not get my thing working earlier because I have been watching infomercials all day. Like, you guys, I've been listening to you guys talk this whole time, and I'm like, man, felt same. Girl, same. Nothing but those hour-long compilations. Let's fucking go.
We all went off on ours, so now that you've joined us, I want to know with you too. Tell me about your experiences with infomercials.
Man, for me, you already mentioned that I posed this question in the chat earlier because for me, my biggest exposure to them for like the majority of growing up was like the smaller 2-minute-ish clips. So I was, man, the way that Kyle had explained this last week, I was like, man, I know Girls Gone Wild. That's an hour long, you know, like that's definitely an infomercial. But, you know, watching TV late night, or a lot of times it would be when I was like sleeping over at my grandma's and we'd like play Super Nintendo until she went to go drink her birch beer and leave me alone. And I'm in this massive bed, a little TV up in the corner with those fiber optic like plant things just glowing colors, right? Fucking 90s, am I right? And right? And there would be nothing else on after whatever Dr. Quinn medicine woman, and you just sit there and watch that shit till you pass the fuck out.
Right. Once the 700 Club comes on, it's time to start looking for infomercials.
Yeah, it's that or to. Monster with Rocky Dennis. Yeah, it's one of the two. What are you doing?
Monster. He is a monster.
Wow. All right. He was deformed, Kyle. That is hurtful.
You called it Monster. The name of the movie is Mask.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right.
Don't put this shit on me, Ricky Bobby.
Man.
All right. So I waxed poetic for a little bit about a couple, and then we got Sean's nostalgia dump. And now, Ryan, you've watched so much, too. Tell me some infomercials that stuck out.
Well, I'm going to do this only because you mentioned Rhino and Sean joined us. And I know Sean shared in the chat in case he couldn't join us. And Sean, feel free to speak with me on this. You put it there and I was like, God damn it. He's me. We are on the same wavelength here.
The How many of the three?
Love songs connection or a compilation, dude, by Time Life.
The Time Life is
Time Life
also on my list.
It's fucking insane. This was like one of the Total Recall events where, like, as soon as the first song started playing, like, I knew what the next was going to be. Yeah. And these
felt
are
like
all
I was
bands.
Waking up in the middle of the night.
It is like it's this weird nostalgia because none of these bands, I don't care about the majority of any of these
Not
bands, but these songs all for some reason like now like are so important to me, and I was like, yeah, this is a banger. Yeah, this is a banger. Yeah, this is a banger.
These songs that you've never gone out of your way to listen to ever, like ever, dude. So what got me onto that, and also special shout out to Kool Rock. I'll get there, but what Monster got me there was I went onto YouTube and I was trying to find the Power Ballad CD compilation, which maybe I'm just making this up.
It's called Monster Ballads.
And it's like 8 CDs, right? It's like massive.
I know it was 3.
Each song's like 9 minutes long, so it's got to be 8.
It's huge. I do remember it being a lot of CDs. 3. And being like, that's a lot of CD.
How am I supposed to live without you?
Oh, no, that was in this one.
Yeah, no, that was, I'm still doing Time Life Ultimate Love Songs collection.
Oh, okay, so I accidentally clicked upon these, and each time, like, Kool Rock came on, and this love one came out, I was just like, Leo DiCaprio, look,
have
like,
I told
unlocked something.
That I
Monster
love you.
Ballads, originally only released as a single disc, and then they did double it up to a double disc release when it was really making money.
The Ultimate Love Songs collection is one of the ones that it's like 2 CDs for $26.99, and by the end of the commercial, it was $16.99.
Uh-huh. You wait. And then you can get that shit even cheaper if you do join like the music groups way back.
Oh,
when,
if you join the Time Life Club.
And if you order today, we will double this up to 19 CDs. Bitch, how do you double to 19?
I love this is how much this has absolutely triggered such hardcore nostalgia for all of you guys.
It was the same one. I love it. It's
and here you go. There are playlists.
Of course there are playlists already.
Yeah. For this. Oh, so this is obviously what I've been listening to.
For those
to.
Commercials.
When I beat shit up in Donkey Kong today, it's just been fucking love songs while I'm smashing fucking everything.
And I swear.
And I swear.
Banana.
I was just laying on the couch singing these to Sarah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. I am so happy, number one. This has turned out exactly like I hoped.
Yo, we're getting copyright strike.
Yeah, we are. Okay,
fuck. Strunken. Okay, now do it in Arnold Schwarzenegger, please.
These dreams go on when I close my eyes.
Yes, the jukebox strikes
every
again.
Every second of the day.
Listeners, for 17 low payments of $42.73, you can get your own Brian jukebox.
Wouldn't you agree, baby? You and me got a groovy kind of love.
What a
he does different voices.
What other Time Life or compilations did any of you guys have?
Oh, Pure Moods.
I was gonna. I have Pure Moods as well.
Pure Moods. The thing I always loved about Pure Moods is it was like all of these like easy listening stuff, and then out of nowhere, it's like X-Files theme remix
or Tubular Bells.
Tubular Bells. Yeah,
and also then coming in hard.
The club mix of the X-Files theme.
Yeah, the club mix is a banger. I always love that part too when it switched to it, and then it goes back to sail away. Sail away.
Yep, it was my favorite part of that commercial. I would wait for the X-Files theme every time that commercial came on.
It turns out after you guys just did that, we also had that CD. I just didn't realize it until now.
That's what I wish I had as a child. It was like one of the only ones I ever wanted. The one that I was going to mention, I alluded to it earlier, that I remember a variation that had like a short version and then a much longer version, was one of these compilation collections. And I remember it was a like a middle-aged black couple, and it was like an R&B compilation collection, and they had the short 2-minute commercial, and then there was a much longer, like almost 30-minute, where they were like putting together a party and all their friends were coming over, and then their friends came over and they were all so impressed with all of these classic R&B hits, and they're like, what radio station is this? He's like, radio?
It's not a radio station.
Time Life collection. And I remember it very vividly. It's a good commercial. I don't know if we'll find that one, but I do remember that one existed. So
my favorite trick that the half hour ones would play is when they would have the 2-minute commercial, and they would just air the 2-minute commercial every like 5 minutes of the half hour infomercial.
Broken up.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it's Time Life's Midnight Soul.
Midnight.
And it's four CDs of smooth R&B. Usher was one of the first ones I saw.
Usher.
So it seems right. Yep. Actually, hold up a second. That. It's actually 9 CDs. It's fucking huge. Shit. It's a collection.
I remember
collection.
That. It was a big one.
It's 150
That's probably
songs.
The one that I'm thinking of.
Yeah. So. Holy. And that's one. That's why I think it was like an extra long commercial too, because they would like get into everything that was on there.
Because the track list alone going through 150 songs. That's going to take 5 minutes at least.
That's what. And I just, now thinking back, I love the idea of going to a house party and you just listen to one guy name all the songs on his song collection. You're like, all right, Tony, great, man. Or have you done anything else? Oh, wait, it's been 4 hours. I got to go.
It's for the people.
There's also
who are
the
too
Body and Soul.
Tape.
Time Life Body and Soul and Time Life Midnight Soul. And then there was Time Life Absolute.
Ooh. Absolute.
It are they all R&B themed? The first two sound R&B themed. The Absolute.
Well, Absolute is a, I guess it was like Absolute Body and Soul and Absolute Midnight Soul.
Okay.
So it was like a variant.
Gotcha, gotcha. Okay.
Or just like the deep cuts.
Yeah, it's just Casey and JoJo all my life. I was
like, all right, so I'd like to expand more. I want to hear, Brian, tell me something that's not a Time Life music compilation.
Something that's okay. All right, I can do that.
We can skirt back to them, but let's spread these out.
Let's spread them out. Well, it's funny because like that one was absolutely on my list. The Love Songs compilation was 100% one of my three. Mm-hmm. So now I feel like I got to pivot and pick a different third.
But oh, I'm so sorry then. I totally stole your thunder.
Don't worry. I'm not. I have a whole list here. Fear not. The next one I'm going to do is still music themed. But it is not a compilation album because this music is not coming out of your speakers. It's coming out of a fish on the wall. I'm talking about Big Mouth Billy Bass.
A Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Big Mouth Billy Bass. Take me to the river.
I cannot believe that this was in infomercial.
This is not even on my radar. Dude, well done, Brian.
It
good
was
pull.
So insane that McDonald's parodied it for their Filet-O-Fish campaign. They had a talking Filet-O-Fish.
Right.
Well, they have fish on the wall that would be like, give me back the Filet-O-Fish. Give me that fish. And that was one of my favorite commercials. And you don't get that without infomercials and Big Mouth Billy Bass.
It's also like that fucking thing was everywhere. It makes me think Office Space, the guy that made the pet rock. He's like, the guy made $1 million. They made so much money off Big Mouth Billy Bass.
Big Mouth Billy Bass.
It's such, goddamn, that's such a good infomercial because it is just a stupid, pointless product to waste your money on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's all that it is.
There's so many things that just went super viral and like rightfully so, I guess, quotes like Slapchop and, you know, things that you guys have already mentioned before that went on to make millions upon millions of dollars. But they had a use. This was just the stupidest, the dumbest thing. And I know we all knew someone that had one of these.
Yeah.
So, like, it's insane.
It was a very popular gift for, like, the grandpas around that time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And the grandpas also loved it because I remember mine would show it to me all the time. He loved to make his Billy Bass sing.
Hey, look, if you just, I can set it so if you just walk by it, he'll sing at you.
Mm-hmm.
My grandpa loved it. It's going
to
look at
you.
You
have to hit the button. It's going to,
It saw you, Billy saw you.
Came off of his plaque and started serenading you.
Fish is moving. Did any of you guys have one of these or know anybody outside of Kyle? Yes, okay. So everybody, I've never encountered one outside of stores.
You've never seen one in the wild?
Like in
you
somebody's house?
You've never encountered
like,
a Billy Bass
is...
in the wild?
No, I've never. No.
Wow.
I like that now if you see
I've
one,
seen
it's like
dumb animatronics. Like we have a fucking Christmas chicken that lays an egg and makes a stupid song. Like they exist, but like not a Billy Bass. Yeah,
but not like, the most famous stupid animatronic.
No.
I feel like if there was a merit badge, like if we could get merit badges for life, that would be a merit badge that you would be able to collect.
Seen a Big Mouth Billy Bass in real
life.
No,
never. Like avoided one.
Oh, never.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never
you
seen
have been
Billy
safe. You're
well, like
safe
I said,
from Billy.
Like, do we all start with that merit badge and it gets taken away the first time we see
you
one
lose
in real
it,
life?
You have to stick it to the Billy Bass you come across.
That's so good.
Billy Bass earned my merit badge.
Okay, can I just put out an idea for an infomercial? It's the merit badges for life.
Yeah.
I feel like this is a very easy sell.
It's like
I actually do think it would make a lot of money. People love validation.
IRL.
Pay for it, and we just send them a little fucking patch that's like, you did
the
good.
Shitty little patches.
People will pay.
Cost us
we're
nothing.
Doing this.
Yeah, dude, I'm just
trying
to buy
that down,
life.
Kyle. You write that down.
Patches for money.
Badges for
money. Well, below that, right? Merit badges for life.
Oh.
Just so you know what it is.
So I know.
Could you imagine patches
forget.
For money?
I will forget.
Visit our website, patches4money.com.
Get two patches now. Get a third one free.
Order in the next 5 minutes and you'll get 20% off.
All you have to do is
Sean,
internet,
we can actually track
shipping
that
and handling fee.
Sean, oh you haven't got to bring one up. You were joined in with Ryan on the collection CD. What other ones do you have?
Okay, so before I give mine away, I actually do have a pivot that I want to hit before we hit the end of the episode that I want you guys to think about, because I didn't give you any forewarning on this because issues, right? So I spent a lot of time today watching infomercials, and all of them are stupid. All of them are very, very dumb. But there are some that, even through all of the stupidity and condescending tones that are coming at me from my tiny little iPhone screen, there were some at the end where I'm like, you know, that's actually a really good idea, and I wouldn't be mad if we had that.
Yeah.
So I would love it if by the end of this episode, you guys had one or two like that that you saw today or recently where you're like, damn it, I'm mad that it took this stupid video to make me realize how much that would actually probably improve my life. Now that I've dumped that on you guys, I've got to say, okay, Billy Mays has already come up here today, okay? And I feel like if you've seen a lot of Billy Mays infomercials, he's got this restrained yell talking. Listeners, if you somehow have never...
You could call it restrained.
Yeah.
Billy Mays here, and I want to tell you about a thing we have. It's great. It's going to get rid of
Billy
all
Mays
this
here with another fantastic product.
It is, yeah.
You guys,
restrained yelling,
you guys joke,
is perfect.
And you say, like, air quotes, if you call that restrained, whatever. I also thought that until I saw the infomercial for the Big City Slider Station. And holy God, this motherfucker, as he did infomercials through his life, he had to have seen a doctor, and the doctor was like, bro, you have to chill the fuck out. Because I thought he was going to have a goddamn heart attack while doing it, or like a stroke, or blow something. This is one of, like, I know I remember seeing this as a kid, but it never stood out to me how much I thought this guy was going to die until now. It's fantastic.
What he did die of.
Oh, yeah.
No more squishing and squashing.
No more squishing and squashing. You, and then he just has a gigantic stick. It's to make sliders, little hamburger sliders for the family. Use potato buns, use dinner buns, use whatever buns you got.
You can double or triple stack.
I got hungry. I wanted these. This commercial, this infomercial made my day.
That's where they're designed to do it.
Yeah, made my day instead of made me wanting to dump my phone in the trash can.
Sean, bringing up Billy Mays has made me bring up my own quick pivot, and then we'll get back. But I do want to ask, did any of you guys ever watch the reality show Pitchmen on Discovery Channel?
No.
I don't like reality TV shows that aren't Road Rules.
I like reality
Challenge.
TV. Back in the day. So Pitchman, I don't know if you didn't know,
or Survivor,
Billy Mays,
Big Brother,
and Anthony Sullivan, who was like the British guy that would also do those commercials. And Pitchman was about those two.
But not
only had
Vince
two
Offer.
Seasons. Because Billy Mays died after the first season.
A little like Shark Tank.
So it was more like, it was just like a documentary of them, like, before they shoot the commercials for the products. Like, it was just more... As, it was really more advertising,
like behind
the
scenes
the
process of like,
of like how they shoot it, like them like learning the product. It was somewhat
That's more
interesting.
More interesting than, unless it's like more reality TV show, like the kind of cutaways and like the interstitials of them talking to the camera being.
I don't
like,
remember.
And then
it being
I
like
was
that.
Really
it was...
peeved when he did this, blah blah blah, and like that kind of shit. If it's procedural, I'm into like how an infomercial is made.
I mean, I'm sure they had talking head segments, but I only watched it like when it aired. I don't think they ever reran it either.
Probably more like shouting head segments.
Oh yes, Billy Mays here. I did open the show as Billy Mays, Sean.
Oh, I know, I know Kyle stuff. Mays. I was here.
So all right, I want to get into another one. All right, this one again, maybe because of my era and the 90s-ish, but early 2000s too is where this one is from. Even when I saw it, I thought it was the stupidest thing ever, and I can't believe anybody believed this. And then I got a job repairing cell phones.
Oh, and the God, amount of cell phones
that I would take the battery out of, and they had this signal booster, was just a foil sticker underneath their phone that did nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Yeah.
Dude, I'd say
it was like a
70% of the phones I'd open had one of those on it.
Wow.
It was essentially like a piece of tin foil with adhesive on one side.
Yep.
That was all it was. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People are signal booster. Dumb.
I remember that one very, very much. I remember the commercial and laughing so hard and thinking, no way, like, how is this a commercial? No way people
who's falling for this? Well, it's on the television, so it must be real.
That will also tie into another product, which if nobody else brings up, I will make sure it gets mentioned. But the signal booster, another just ridiculous item. Not a beloved one, but one that sticks out to me. Ryan, hit me up. Give me some more.
So just for clarification, we would count Girls Gone Wild as an infomercial.
Oh, absolutely. 100%.
100%. All right, that's not mine. But mine is Miss Cleo.
Yes, Miss Cleo was on mine too.
Somebody would bring up Miss Cleo.
Coddle me, darling.
You go and then I'll...
Iconic. Like, I think that's all I have to say. She is fucking iconic. Like, if we're talking absolutely. Like Billy Mays and these other people, like the infomercial Spears who like really made a name for Miss Cleo, was like mimicked and parodied in like cartoons and so many things of the time. Like, mm-hmm. I remember it. I like the urge to do her voice pops into me on a regular basis, and I have to suppress that shit deep down and not do it, because I realize like I'm just like, you know, in Kroger walking around shopping, and this is not the time to be Miss Cleo.
To be Miss Cleo.
But if we're talking things that suck with me, like that just wedged their fucking way into me, Miss Cleo's one, because I think there's also like that psychic angle, and like when mm-hmm. I was younger, like that kind of call to the other side and like not really knowing how the world works, and like you're hopeful and like the mysteriousness of everything, Miss Cleo works. Like there was a little bit of like, haha, this is funny, but like also like, but does Miss Cleo know? I don't know. I've
been listening to a lot of the X-Files remix on Pure Moods, so I don't know.
Miss Cleo's hitting right now.
Oh man, put both of those together and I'm not sleeping that night. But
here's the thing, like, I'm glad somebody brought Miss Cleo, because I recognize her contributions, but that was one, even as I never liked Miss Cleo. I didn't like the commercials. I thought they were dumb.
Oh, yeah, man. I didn't, but that's like, kind of the point,
right?
But it didn't click for me, and like to the point that like I didn't like when she was parodied everywhere, because I was like, I didn't like Miss Cleo, but it was like eponymous. It was everywhere.
It was so, it was ingrained in the cultural zeitgeist of the time, like just so ingrained.
The Psychic Readers Network got sued for a lot of interesting practices surrounding Miss Cleo herself.
Really? By the way, not Jamaican.
Oh, no, 100%. That's why we need a reboot of Miss Cleo. Ooh. And here you go. I'm going to be brave in saying Chet Hanks.
Oh, I thought it was going to be you.
Chet Hanks as Miss Cleo.
Because you want to do the Miss Cleo voice. We need to be authentic.
Yeah. So, Ryan, real quick, if you are in the middle of Kroger's and you just want a Miss Cleo, isn't it okay, considering
you're just doing a Chet Hanks impression?
She was just at that point doing a Jamaica, so it's like Inception of that.
You're right, just a dude counterpoint. Doing an impression of a dude doing an impression of another dude.
Yes. Right? You can Tropic Thunder this. It is okay.
You might get Oscar nominated if you do it.
When, not if.
You outlogic me. Like, you did it. I have got nothing.
When I die,
you're right. I'm gonna. I have.
You have to do it next time
right
you go
now.
To Kroger. You have to.
I'm on a mission.
What? Well, I was just gonna say when I do die of this coming heart attack, I'd like you to give a brief eulogy, Ryan, and just say he died from a boomba clot. And I would be very happy in the ground, rotting away. I would be very, very, very happy.
I would absolutely do that during your eulogy.
He died.
Miss Cleo, good pull. Again, I recognize, game. I didn't like her, but I am also recognize I'm in the minority. She was very well liked and beloved and parodied, so...
There was the
blonde weird lady too. Did she also not have a psychic hotline infomercial? Sylvia Brown,
maybe.
Sylvia Brown. I will look into this.
Sylvia Brown, psychic.
Sound familiar? I wouldn't put her on the Mount Rushmore of pitchmen.
She was on.
Shit, I have seen her. Yep.
She was a psychic and medium.
Yeah, but did she? She also did the thing too. Yeah.
I mean, with the middle name of Celeste, how can you be anything but...
I wonder if that's
her
real
last
name
was Shoemaker,
right?
So...
Oh.
It's either it's a psychic or a shoemaker, so...
Okay.
She does not look familiar to me.
You are shoehorned into those professions.
Well, Brian, since she doesn't look familiar to you, tell me another infomercial that does look familiar to you.
Well, Miss Cleo was my second one, so...
Oh, God damn, snap. I'm so sorry, Brian!
No, it's okay. I know my third one isn't one that you chose, so...
Okay.
I feel like we would be remiss to not talk about some of the absolute classics, such as the Clapper.
Oh, yes.
Mm.
Clap off. And the thing I loved most about this infomercial was after they're done pitching you, after they're done, you know, call the number, you'll get a second one free, blah, 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 plug your shit in, it'll scare off the criminals when they see the lights come on when they're at your window. The very last thing they show is this old woman laying in bed. And it's like, clap off! And she does this clap that is iconic. Because the whole time, they're all in tune with the clapper, you know, clap on, clap, clap, clap off, and she winds up her arms and then just goes, and it's my favorite thing.
The clapper.
It's so clapper. Overdone.
Another iconic one. That lady had one job and she nailed it.
She overperformed. Have you guys seen the 2017 movie The Clapper with Ed Helms?
No.
Well, no, because Ed Helms would make me stay away, but is it about the clapper?
It is not about the clapper, but it is about a paid... Ed Helms plays an actor, he's trying to be an actor, and all of his gigs are getting paid to be in audiences on infomercials.
That's
pretty good.
And then like some... late night host.
That's a cool idea.
Picks up on it and they're like, this guy's in every infomercial, and then they have to try to find the clapper, and there's a whole other... It's a terrible movie, by the way. It's not good.
Awesome. That's what I would expect from
I was gonna say,
house.
I like...
And also, he's like in love with Amanda Seyfried, who plays a gas station attendant.
What's
it's a whole
the
thing.
Age gap there?
Probably gross.
Yep.
Here's...
Yep.
So
yep.
that's...
Yep.
The problem is they stretch that into an entire movie. In Hamlet 2, they do a similar bit, except that he's a failed actor, and the only parts he ever got was on infomercials for like Depends and boner pills. Mm-hmm. And that's all. And it's just like a small section of the movie, and it's hilarious because it's not the whole fucking thing.
Agreed.
I love Steve
Coogan. Hamlet 2 is great.
Hamlet
also,
2, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Going back to the Clapper, I think this is one of those products too that benefits from like, I think these were the 2-minute commercials. They're more condensed, but they stayed around forever, and there were so many variations that lived
on. Catchy
tune. Like it was the same as like Life Alert. There
Life
were
Alert.
Just so many fucking variations
I'm
that stuck around. Mm-hmm.
That had a grip on our entire generation. Mm-hmm. That became the funniest thing on TV for like 5 years.
Yo, I'm pretty sure my aunt has one of those shits.
Your aunt has one?
Yeah, but it's like, I don't know if Life Alert's just like contracted out to hospitals now or whatever.
Life Alert has Bluetooth now?
Yeah, basically, I think. Like, there's some Wi-Fi or Bluetooth, so like, weird. Yeah, it had a weird connection issue at her house, and, like, they called her out, so, are you okay?
No. I mean, yes.
It shows that you disappeared into an ether.
Man!
Oh, Grandma, I accidentally connected to your Life Alert. Does it have a Bluetooth speaker on it?
Why won't this print?
Turn it off, turn it on again.
I'm trying to listen to the club remix of the X-Files theme.
If I connect my clapper to your Life Alert, does it kill you?
Clap off.
It's a Life Alert, not a pacemaker, dickhead.
Betsy's running her mouth again. Life off. Life off.
Oh, my God.
And Helms and Amanda Seyfried, by the way, 12-year age gap.
Call it that's not that bad. What? 12 years? That's crazy. When you're a 22-year-old, like you're fresh out of college. That kid's fucking
51 10. Years old.
Yeah, which makes her 39. That's not, it's yeah, not but, fantastic, but I wouldn't say that's
it's
gnarly.
Not great. It's not great.
Keep in mind the movie came 40. Out 8 years ago.
It's not. It's still not good. 12 years is like... 31. That's,
43, 31. That's
we're going to get into a fucking Hollywood thing, but like the Hollywood age gap thing is fucking gross, and the May-December favor of like the older men to younger women is just like bullshit, and it's fucking everywhere, and this is just one fucking example where like Ed Helms, who is not a fucking even like George Clooney fucking old motherfucker who's like hot and sexy, it's Ed Helms even gets a 12-year-old younger woman who... is Amanda Seyfried. And like, say what you will about her fucking eyes. And I know there are people in this fucking podcast who will. She is still leagues above Ed Helms at fucking any age.
Maybe she's into just plain looking dudes.
She's into fucking... nah, I'm alright. Alright, calm. We don't have to destroy Ed Helms here.
She likes but, like, his teeth.
He is not even plain. Like, he's less than. And dude... the dude is like fucking, what's a male Karen? I hate him, dude.
You do hate him.
He's James Corden for me.
I didn't realize this until like minutes ago, but this is wholly entertaining.
I'm sorry. We are veering off on Ed Helms. And what I wanted to say was,
movie for my next
I do think it's interesting you brought up like hospitals potentially using Life Alert now or something. And like these, infomercials in these products from the past, and like I know there are many of these that did not do well commercially. I wonder if they've been then reappropriated into other products since, because like some of these I'm going back to, I'm like, there's an idea here that works. You're selling this really wrong, but like this idea could work in like another.
It's almost like Shark Tank now.
Yeah, I would say, even to expand upon that, like I came across a couple of old ones for, Ninja mm-hmm. products. There's Ninja blenders. Mm-hmm. We have a bunch of Ninja stuff in here, and they were just doing infomercials mm-hmm. like 20 years ago, and they absolutely blew up. And all it takes is just changing one thing and actually just refining it into something that really makes sense. And now they're a trusted brand.
Yeah, I think people forget that George Foreman grills started out as infomercials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it's because they had the product,
and he didn't even make them.
That was in that era when like you had to attach a celebrity to it. So you had Susan Summers and the Thighmaster. You had Chuck Norris and the Total Gym.
Total Body Gym. Yeah.
Who you is know? Bowflex?
He had the Total Body Gym.
I don't know who did Bowflex.
I thought there was a famous person in Bowflex. I'm sorry. Continue.
Was
there?
Probably was.
Did not mean to this.
Let's see. No, you didn't.
No, this is important to know.
Unless
ads for Bowflex.
You also had Richard Simmons and what?
Dude.
Sweating to the oldies.
Yeah.
No, it looks like Chuck Norris was also. They also got it for the Bowflex.
Got it for both?
No kidding.
Hey, there you go.
Hey. Good for Bowflex.
And
for
also Air Force veteran
Glenn Baggerly.
What a fucking two-timing son of a bitch. He's doing two...
He's over here like, ah, fuck the total gym. Bowflex, guys. Bowflex.
He's got them both in his pocket.
I think Chuck Norris did total gym in like the 80s and then Bowflex in the 90s. Because I think total gym was an 80s thing.
But like, who's going to tell him no? He's Chuck Norris.
That's true, too.
Do you remember when Chuck Norris was legendary on the internet for like those 3 years?
That's
a terrible time.
What a
Summers
weird
owns Thighmaster
fucking
now
thing.
It was like the beginning of YouTube and Power Thirst and Chuck Norris and
The Chuck Norris memes were like the gentle minions or the chicken jockey of our time, and it was awful. And Chuck Norris has never been fucking cool. And the only time he was cool was when Conan did the clips of Walker, Texas Ranger. That was the only
I liked
time.
Sidekick as a kid.
You were a dumb
blows
kid
me away.
Because Sidekick
I
sucked.
Was.
And Chuck Norris.
It blows me away. He was like in his 50s doing Walker, Texas Ranger. Like, that dude has been perpetually old in everything that he's ever done, except for like that one Bruce Lee movie.
He's also fucking mid. He's mid as shit and can't do anything. Like, martial arts wise,
let me clarify. That wasn't
Garbo.
I wasn't lifting him up because of that. Like,
no, I'm just I'm getting my fucking vinegar out tonight. Ed Helms,
I know,
Chuck Norris, they can all eat poop dick.
Sean,
how am I supposed to?
I went hard.
Give me another
sorry.
Another infomercial product that is not a compilation CD.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Oh, sick. Well, you know what? I'm not going to let Ryan jumping in and tap dancing on some of my picks dissuade me, because I have like 14 of them, and I'm just going to take one from the Patreon episode. So, sliding on in here with my next one. Man, boys, Ryan said there's something to be said about some of these that could just be redone and re-put out, right? Like the Clapper, they just have some longevity to it. And one that has stuck with me for so long, and it is so funny. Like, the idea of this is so preposterous that I can't believe that it lasted this long. But I'm talking about the GLH hair. The great looking hair formula number
great
8.
Great looking hair.
The hair in a can where you could just spray it. You could just spray it on your head.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And,
yes.
Like, these dudes talking about, like, it's hair in a can. He's going to get the babes now. Like, commercials were fucking weird, man. Like, that motherfucker had a full on mullet to begin with. If you're rocking a mullet with a gigantic hole in the back of your head, like, you're not Hulk Hogan, right? You're not. Like, if you're doing that, and you're a handsome man, if you're doing that, you're pulling them in anyways, right? That big old bald spot's not going to keep people away. But man, the idea of hair in a can is so stupid.
Yes.
And none of these guys just had stubble on their head. It was full on, like, couple of inch long hair. I can understand there's spray on stubble. You can do that on top of your head. But you're not going to tell me that me, with my 2 foot long hair, if I had a patch back there, I could just spray it on.
Just cover it up.
What? Y'all
That's
insane.
All you need, baby.
Grab a can of Krylon and cover that shit up.
My God. It's such peak. Like, and you know it made money, because that commercial was around for so long.
Can you imagine the guys that like tried to do it themselves, like in their bathroom, and put up like a piece of paper or something to make their hairline, but it wasn't long enough, so they got overspray.
They were doing a lineup, and they just had like emo makeup under their eyes.
Oh, I bet there would be so many videos if we had like fucking cell phones back then of people doing this to themselves, and we'd be tired of it. There'd be so much of it.
Never...
Just like, come on, this is fake.
They talk about how it's waterproof by, like, they prove it by like spraying it on their arm and putting it as thing. It's like, who the now you got a hairy arm? What are you doing?
Have you seen
the fucking pic? Never. I'm not gonna bring it up on the show. We'll make fun of him on the Patreon.
Sick.
Check us out on Patreon, everybody.
Patreon.com/experiencegrind. It's as little as a dollar.
As little as a dollar. You can find out where Kyle's going with that thought.
All you need is 99 cents a month.
If
less
you
than a
want
cup of coffee.
Your Patreon merit badge for life badge. Oh, that we don't have them. Now. It's not a thing yet, but it might. It could.
It might
could
be. We might.
No, we just take
that.
Away.
That's $9.99 though.
The badges from people who don't subscribe.
There
well,
we go.
They first have to get the badges. Like that's no. The Patreon badge is the
They're
DLC
coming.
Badge. So that's part of the $9.99.
Yeah, the DLC
tier,
badge.
And you get the Patreon DLC badge.
Okay, but why aren't we just calling our Patreon
you
the
need
DLC?
The
they are.
Thank you need the base badges.
Fuck. So here's the issue, gentlemen, I'm finding. this vein is very rich, and I think this mine can go much deeper than a single episode.
Oh, yeah.
Sure.
So I think... Also, we all had a good time nostalgia baiting it. I'd like for us all to do one more that we could discuss with, and then save these lists and let's expand them, and we're gonna do a part two. I promise.
We should do, if this is the last one, then what Sean said about the products that we are into, potentially something
sure.
we went back to and like that's a great idea, we're into that, right?
Oh yeah, yeah. And
was that it?
You don't have to be proud to say it, like,
oh no, I'm proud of
one
mine.
That I will bring up.
I thought of one. I'm so proud.
Ryan's like, you guys convinced me I'm going to buy a Big Mouth Billy Bass.
All right, I'll kick us off then. Because I already have mine, and it does make sense. And it's for a different reason. Because, similarly, I want to get rich off of fucking rooms. And
yep.
I have been reminded how goddamn stupid the general public is. Because you can lie to them and tell them this bracelet has magnetic powers that will help stabilize you throughout your entire body. Athletes wear it.
Yeah.
Figure skaters wear it. Everybody wears it. I wear it out on the course and I have my golf swings taken two strokes off. It's bullshit, this fucking magnetic bracelet thing, but goddamn, I saw this everywhere. That's the one I want to bring back because I want to resell it. I want to remarket it.
So
people still wear those.
Because it blocks 5G now.
It downloaded a new feature. I love that.
Okay.
You could put Livestrong on the side of it and really double down. And on the
other
side, WWJD. Like,
there we go. Now that's how you make it.
Yeah,
also
one side is what would Jesus do?
Sell it in book and Bible bookstores. I'm making...
It's
billions.
It's magnetic and it
blocks
5G. You.
Oh,
it blocks 5G.
MAGA.
We got the
magnetic.
It's Jesus.
Oh, it's selling itself.
This is
calling
from Texas. I'm
going to
say, I want to play your Ford M, some bitches.
We can't keep these in stock. Get yours now.
Caller from Texas. Y'all finally talk about something I'm interested in. When can I get these magnetic bracelets?
And also, Ryan, can you do that Miss Cleo thing again? Something happened in me.
Oh,
I'm Bombasari. Right. Can't.
I'm telling you. Magnetic bracelets are where it's at. I'm making billions off these dipshits. All
one
right,
side
that's
says,
the one
what
I'm
would Jesus
back.
Do? The other side says, I heart boobies.
Brian, what you got?
Oops.
Brian.
Oh, what do I got? My last one? My final offering, or are we talking about the one that I want?
The one that you want.
The one that I want.
Yeah, the one that
the one
want.
That watching it actually convinced me.
I didn't understand the assignment, but I stick with my answer.
It's fine, Kyle. We just improv around. We dance.
Yeah.
It's a dance.
It worked. I get it now, what
rube.
He was saying. Just got it after I gave my answer, so sorry about that one. Please continue, Brian.
I actually have like the Pampered Chef version of the Slap Chop, and it was gifted to me. They were like, here, you need this because you don't chop up your vegetables. I'm like, I do.
Did you buy something else and that was
I
a free gift?
I have knives and cutting boards, but like, sure. No, it's, so I have basically a Slap Chop, and the thing is so dumb, and I hate it, and it's impossible to clean. I never use it because you have to take the thing apart and there's like seven different pieces to clean it.
Oh my God.
It would be so much easier to just wipe off a knife when I was done.
Mm-hmm.
Usually always is.
Mm. That's so funny.
Was that a murder reference, Kyle?
Now it is. Thanks, Brian. Sell me out.
It's always easier to wipe off the knife after.
Caller from Texas here. I think that guy kills women.
I'm not saying I don't
like it.
Caller
from Texas here.
I'm just noticing it.
I just noticed I want to write him a fan letter. Can you give me
could I possibly get a call
I'm just
back?
Wondering, I'm just wondering if he's running for office at all. I'd like to
where
offer my
can
vote
I write
up
his
front.
Name in, is what I'm saying.
Not the please? First ballot shoe in.
I have money. I would like to buy one of his campaign magnetic bracelets. All right. Shoddy boy, what
do
you bringing
back? Do I
get
a merit badge for that?
Boys, the one that I saw that, man, my eyes were rolling out of my head the entire time that this was going on, and by the end of it, I'm like, huh, you know, that's not a bad idea. And also, this gets me into a little other thing that I will absolutely not remember for a part two, but what really gets me in a lot of these infomercials and is when they start talking about how they have this new scientific technology that nobody's ever heard of before. And this is so good that we've earned a patent. No, bitch, you don't earn a patent. Okay. You get a patent. You pay for them. Like you don't get granted a fucking patent. You
oh,
moron.
So amazing.
Jesus Christ. But this one that has all of that verbiage, because it's got this vacuum technology. Can you guys guess?
Floby, or the, no. It's not the Floby.
It's the Haragami.
No. No, this is the Touch and Brush. It is a toothpaste dispenser that you can suction to the wall and you just go.
I remember that one.
And you hit the little lever and it dispenses a little bit of
perfect size every time.
A perfect size every time, exactly, with their vacuum technology, whatever. But, like, okay, it's stupid. The commercial's really fucking dumb. But honestly, it's not a bad idea. You clean up the look a little bit, slap it on the side of like a cabinet or on the wall, like on some tile, and just rant. Like, dudes, and it completely empties out that toothpaste. If it does that, if it works as advertised, which as we all know, usually
they always
don't.
Do.
I misunderstood that.
No, I knew it. That was good.
This would be killer. Absolutely killer. That's also actually a really good idea for a future episode is the tropes that you see mm-hmm. in infomercials oh, yeah. and the things that they do. Really. Yeah. Yeah. Kyle doing... I can't say that word anymore.
Are you frustrated by getting ice cubes out of a tray? We've got a solution for that. No, I'm not. No, I have never been frustrated.
How'd I get ice cubes all over my floor?
Okay, ashamed, honorable mention here. By the end of that, I'm like, it's not a terrible idea. You're talking about the one that slides out and goes ting, ting, ting,
yes.
ting, ting. It is inefficient because of how it's basically just a single line. And I don't believe them that it doesn't leak over that MacBook that you're holding it over.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't buy
also,
that.
Also, every fridge nowadays has an automatic ice dispenser.
Yeah, you think that.
I don't need that.
Mine doesn't.
Guess who
then,
doesn't.
Ice trays
doesn't
are not that
mine doesn't
difficult.
Either, but...
They're just yeah. not that difficult. The problem is filling
no,
them up
not.
With water, which you have to fill up that fucking sleeve with water. So it's the same amount of difficulty. You're not doing
it. You're going to forget, yeah. and then you're not going to
no.
have ice when you eat
false.
It.
False. Ryan, oh. you've all got right. the little tray.
Sell me. Sell
that
me.
Leaks everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Versus a sleeve.
That's
that
bullshit
fill
also.
Up.
They're like, do you... it's so hard balancing and carrying the tray. It's like,
I
no, it's fucking not.
So much.
I can fucking set three of those motherfuckers up and not spill a fucking inch. Like,
I have that down to a science. You fill it, you go like this... And you're good to go.
Yep.
It is even out.
Just it's a quick not that hard. On the audio medium it's not and
it's exactly. It was each thing, though, was a tilt. Listeners?
Is to watch those and just think of the person that does see that and they're like, yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I do have a hard really time is. Walking with ice trays.
Just imagine because they are out there. Somebody has to be.
Somebody
to
is buying these for them to keep hiring.
Somebody has seen
them.
That. I've been like,
Sean just left the room.
Sean was over. All right, Ryan.
Sad Hulk walk.
Take us out.
So we are a podcast of four men of varying whiteness giving our opinions on infomercials that we are into, to which I say, easy cracker, because what sold me was the easy cracker. It's a fucking dumb name that is like it's
Colin
so
from
stupid.
Texas, I withdraw my nomination.
Fuck it, I don't care. If I can't say cracker, then who fucking can?
Yeah, right.
I'm such a cracker. I don't know. That sounded offensive when I said it that time. I don't know what's going on anymore. Anyway, Easy Cracker. This was the one where it started and I rolled my eyes. I was like, this is a dumb fucking product. What it is just like, it looks like tongs that you put over an egg and it just opens the shell for you. And the way they sell it is fucking stupid. It's like, are you tired of eating muffins with your eggshells in it because you're a fucking idiot who doesn't know how to crack an egg? And I'm like, this is stupid. Like, if you don't know how to crack an egg, like, you don't deserve to eat. Just flat out. Because it's not that hard to not get
shit. At least not eggs.
But what sold me and what is fucking brilliant is how they made it look to crack the hard-boiled eggs. And if you do deviled eggs or you do hard-boiled eggs and shit, like, that is a fucking pain-in-the-ass nightmare, peeling off every little chunk and, like, the little pieces. I know everybody has their fucking, like, secret, like, family way to deal with the eggs so that you can just open it very easily. That's all bullshit. None of it ever works consistently. It's all crazy. This thing just opens it. The shell's just fucking off on those hard-boiled eggs, and that is appealing to me. If it does even...
Appealing?
Egg peeling?
If it's even 90% as effective as it advertises to be, I'm so into the 60. Easy Cracker.
Here's
like,
the
that's
thing, Ryan,
such a good idea.
It has nothing to do with the device. It has to do with how you cook it. If you have eggs that you're going to be picking like this every single time, that's going to help you not at all.
No. Ryan, if you want, right now, I sent the link. You can buy this today on Walmart for $19.99. The easy
for one handheld. Low payment.
One easy payment. No shipping or handling.
It is free shipping and handling.
Try it.
No COD.
It looks different than the one I saw. But I would still try it.
It looks like
especially for the hard-boiled eggs. So. And I would report back on its effectiveness because, like, $19.
Let's try it.
Like,
let's do it.
I can piss out $19. Let me show you my Fortnite skin collection to show you how easy I can piss money away.
Let's do it. Let's find out. It'll be a Patreon thing. We'll have you film it and put it on Patreon. You can do a regular egg and a hard-boily.
I really only want the hard-boily. And then this was the other way they sold this shit. It's like, are you tired of eating garbage for breakfast? Now you can eat eggs whenever you want. Like, I've not been able to eat fucking eggs until this thing came
breakfast.
Into my life and
eggs
fixed
for
the
breakfast?
Problem.
There's a point in this where I just assumed that it was implied that they were going, are you tired of missing the bowl completely when you're cracking your egg? Because it like pans out and the egg's like 3 feet away from the fucking bowl. And I'm like, what were you doing?
It's not far off. They have somebody eating food with eggshells in it and pulling out like these comical like size eggshells. It's like,
it's like the whole
she's
shit.
An old lady too. And she, I've
God.
Seen that one.
This always happens to me. You're right, Easy Cracker.
Why is my egg salad always so crunchy?
That's the worst.
Damn, boys. I gotta say, this has been a very nostalgic episode.
Sure. Hell yeah, it has.
There's a fuck. I still have so many on my list here that, like, I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, boys.
Same. I didn't even talk about knives.
A second. I know. There's knives.
Knives was on my long list.
I didn't talk about juicers. There's so many things that we still haven't even. We've barely scratched the surface.
Didn't even get to my number one. So I'm just gonna keep that in my pocket.
We're gonna hear it on Patreon now, everybody, because we're already an hour 15 deep in this.
God damn. So
this is crazy. I did not expect this episode to go like this. This is awesome. Thank you guys. I'm so glad, number one, that you guys watched old infomercials. You went that far. And then I love that it actually ignited a nostalgia bone for you. So it wasn't a suffering experience. You actually enjoyed going back through this.
I literally spent the first 15 minutes of this episode without you guys even knowing, trying to figure out a way to record because I did not want to miss being on this episode badly.
I'm so happy.
Because this was so much fun. And listeners, if you had fun listening to this and you want to hear more other selections, things that might pop some memories in your old brain banks or whatever the fuck we call them now, head on over to the Patreon. Patreon.com/experiencegrind, where you can soon, one day, get your Patreon $9.99 tier DLC merit badge. But until then, for as little as a dollar, you get a bonus episode. So head on there. There's also our Linktree Experience Grind. You'll find the Discord. Join it if you haven't. Why haven't you? Come join. Come over. It's a good time. And I think that's all my plugs.
Sure. Stuck on you.
Audience, until next time, you can go set it
and forget it.